to the Amazon, from Curacao to California, using the skills he learned over two decades as a top investigator of corporate fraud. It is my pleasure to welcome to the program Greg Palace. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, Joanne. Glad to be with you and glad to be with KBOO.
It is always, I mean, I can't start a pledge drive without saying, where's Greg? I got to call.
Yeah, I mean, that's important to me, you know. I mean, you know, for those who don't know Greg Palace, you know, I mean, I'm you know, quite, they say, you know, I'm ignored by the mainstream. That's not true. I am the mainstream in the rest of the world. I'm on the world's largest network at prime time, BBC Television, British Broadcasting Corporation, with The Guardian, you know, like Glenn Greenwald. And we are the mainstream. This is that in America, the lamestream keeps us out. We bounce off the electronic Berlin Wall. That's why I appreciate KBOO. So, I'm here pitching, and I hope you're catching, because we got to keep our weapon of mass destruction in Oregon alive.
Yes, we do. And I always love going to your website, because when I'm thinking something, when I go to your website, it's actually there. And so there's like a couple of things that I want to make sure we talk about today. I hope you'll talk about your insight into the death of Nelson Mandela. And we'll probably spend a little time talking about the New Jersey governor.
Yeah.
And you have some thank you gifts for our fabulous listeners who may want to get in early so that they can get your new video. So let's talk about the new video first, and then we can go into the topics. Vultures,
right,
and vote rustlers.
Vultures and vote rustlers. Well, it's a full length. It's a little more than an hour film, which are my investigative reports. You know, the old-fashioned gumshoe undercover, gets the documents, you know, jump out of the snowbank onto the bad guys reporting. The film is eight of my investigations for BBC Television, Channel 4 Britain, some of which have been shown in part on Democracy Now. But now you not only get to hear them, you get the full new updated story from, you know, the stakeout to dawn. And most of the film, I'm sober even. So it's really quite exciting. And then there's about an hour and a half of extras on it, including the fabulous, talks with the fabulous Amy Goodman, but many interesting stories there, too. But it includes, by the way, I was just looking, you can see the trailer for Vultures and Vote Rustlers at gregpalace.com, starting with the cartoon by Ted Rall of the Koch brothers stuffing their little favorite birdie, Chris Christie. He's really not bloated with, you know, people think he overeats. It's not true. He's just bloated with cash from a front established by the Koch brothers. But we'll get to that. So there's eight great stories from Chris Christie and the Koch brothers to I'm just finishing, by the way, the new edition. The film is being updated. It's just coming out, but we decided just before we're now going to bring it right up to, you know, Friday morning news. So we have a brand new edition out, and Vultures and Vote Rustlers. By the way, you can't get this in the store. It's only made for our nonprofit radio stations. This is what we have done this specifically for, so we can get the best news out there, but only if you donate today to your weapon of mass destruction in the Portland area, and that is KBOO. And here's the number I want people to call. You're going to make a pledge and say, I want Greg Palace's new film, Vultures and Vote Rustlers, and I'm going to give you the number. I asked Joanne to give this to me, 503-877. This can't be right.
No, it's not. No 503. No 503.
Okay, forget the 503 stuff, man. Okay, if you've been... Okay, wash that out of your brain. 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-5266. And for a minimum pledge of $60, 60 stinking measly bucks, for $60, is that what, two mocha chocolates or whatever? For $60, minimum pledge, and I hope you'll make it 600, you can get a copy of this film available actually truly nowhere else. Vultures and Vote Rustlers, and really the best reporting and most enjoyable, and including the Ted Rall cartoons This is Greg Palast reporting for KBOO through Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Get the film. It's a lot of fun.
You know, and people...
It's horrifying, too. Yeah.
But the other thing is, I think it hopefully will help prepare people for what's in store here in 2014 and as we move towards 2016. Even though it's cold and we're in the middle of February, election season is really close. And these Koch brothers and other folks are already trying to figure out what they're going to do in the 2014 elections. And I'm pretty sure you've got some insight into that.
Yeah. Well, what a great lead into Vultures and Vote Rustlers, which you can get for a donation. Minimum donation, $60, by calling 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-KABOO. This is Greg Palast. I'm talking like a guy who sells you Barca loungers at midnight on cable TV for a very good reason. I don't get paid for this, guys. I work for BBC. I'm doing this because I want to get the information.
And because you love us here.
Berlin Wall, and because I love you all.
Yes.
In fact, we'll discuss that more intimately later, Joanne.
Okay.
But truly, KBO is really actually, and I don't want to get, you know, the others upset, so I'm going to whisper this so the other stations won't hear this, but KBO is really one of my favorite stations in the entire United States. This is true. You really have great local stuff, really high quality, great national news, and I appreciate that. You bring on the reports of Greg Palast from BBC Television, and you can get them now, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. Guys, I know you want to keep listening. If you're driving, pull over and dial, but $60 minimum donation. You really get. I'm not going to release this commercially, not for you know, at least a year, okay? I want this to be something that will help our broadcasters who are breaking through the baloney. And when we talk about the year, what's coming up in elections, there are 8 major investigations on this disc. And one of them is about, which is really practice for this coming year in 2016, is a last-minute attempt to steal the state of Ohio and the entire presidential election from, in 2012. Now, everyone said, oh, well, Obama won. That election wasn't stolen. Well, 2 things. About 6 million votes were never counted in that election.
Wow.
That may mean something a little bit later, as in the next election. But also, it came down to the state of Ohio. And you'll find out in this film, in Vultures and Vote Rustlers, I really got a tip-off that something weird was going on with voting in Ohio. And so I take off for Dayton, Ohio, and sure enough, I get to a Baptist church, African-American church in Dayton, and everyone's going off to Souls to the Polls Day, which is about 60% of African-Americans vote early
right.
in Ohio, in most industrial states, because they don't trust Election Day for good reason, and they work, you know, when you work, it's hard
right.
to get off the vote. So they go on the Sunday before, usually in church groups and buses, and sure enough, over a quarter million voters in Ohio, African-American voters, vote on the Sunday before. They, after waiting 4 hours in line in Dayton, 7 hours in Cleveland, because they have only 1 polling place per county. And remember, Ohio decides the nation.
Wow.
This is done deliberately. They have on white voting day, which is Tuesday, they have 176 polling places in Dayton. On the day when most blacks vote, it is 1 polling place. After waiting 4 hours, this is a tip-off I got, people didn't get ballots. They got requests for absentee ballots. Now, they're not absentee. They're right there in the county election supervisor office. I asked the county election supervisor, I said, how can they get absentee ballots? Do you see these people? They aren't absent. They're right here.
Right.
Now, the federal law says you get a ballot. You vote. You can vote early. That's federal law. And it said, well, we got an order from the Republican Secretary of State saying not to give out ballots, not to let people vote. The voting machines were sealed off, not to let people vote, but hand them absentee ballots. Said, why? He said, well, then they could be challenged.
Wow.
So what people don't know, you mail in your ballot. You vote absentee or you mail in. Now, Oregon's very different because Oregon is a must-mail-in state. It runs
right.
very, very differently. In Oregon, it's hard to understand this from where you are. But in the rest of the country, people that mail in their ballots don't get them counted. About 1 in 4 ballots roughly 2 million ballots a year that are mailed in never get counted. I want to repeat that. Now, see, in Oregon, if you make a mistake on your when you send in your ballot, they'll try to reach you and give you a chance to correct it.
That's right.
Oregon's the only state in America that does it. They deliberately set it up. For example, in Ohio, they gave people these applications for absentee ballots. And so what they do is they, if you make a mistake, like if it says put down your driver's license number. You don't have a driver's license number. If you leave it blank, you lose your ballot. If you put in a middle initial and you registered without a middle initial when you sign your ballot, you lose it. If you left out your middle initial and you signed with and you registered with a middle initial, you get the game. The whole point was that the idea was they were going to set up, not let black people vote on voting machines, but stack up a bunch of absentee ballots. And when it got real close, they could say, oops, oops, oops. This is what happened in Florida back in 2000. This is one of the tricks that they use. And so you will see in this film, this investigation where I get the tip off. And in the middle of the night, at midnight, I rush off because I called a professor of voting law, law professor. And I said, they're handing people absentee ballots. They're not letting them vote. He said, no, that's impossible. That's against federal law. I said, no. He said, I don't believe it. So I drove at midnight, like, and arrive at this professor's house at 1 in the morning in Columbus, Ohio, to show it to him. He said, holy cow. So he went to court the next day, the federal court. And you'll see this
wow.
in the film. Because when Karl Rove, in 2012, got up on Fox News. If Fox News was the first to call the election for Obama, they said Ohio goes to Obama, and that's the end of the presidential race. Karl Rove was on the air, and he flipped out, and he said, I just got off the phone with the Secretary of State of Ohio. This ain't over. What he meant was is that, yes, the exit polls said people voted for Obama, but they weren't. The exit polls don't count what people who people say they vote for, as they said they voted in Florida and Ohio. Ohio also went for Kerry by the exit polls in 2004.
Right.
What they don't count is the votes that are thrown out. You say, oh, I voted for Obama.
Right.
But you don't know if your vote was counted. That's what happened in 2004, where we had 135,000 votes thrown out. Ohio is flipped. George Bush was so-called reelected. They were trying the same game, but with a new trick on these absentee ballots. By the way, for 16 years, no one had ever been given an absentee ballot who went in for early voting. Early voting meant you went in and you voted. So this was a trick. This is the, and that's one thing people have to understand. If you watch, by the way, this is Greg Palast ranting. If you watch my film, Vultures and Vote Rustlers, the last piece really lays it out. When we talk about voting shenanigans in America, we're talking about the new Jim Crow, the new apartheid in voting.
Yes.
When we talk about 6 million votes lost, this is the votes of Hispanics, African Americans, Native Americans, who are most vulnerable of all, and poor white folk, and that's whose votes get thrown in the garbage. This is not about Democratic and Republic, mm-hmm. Republican. This is about democracy versus vote vultures. And so if you want to get the story, I know I'm making it sound dark, and there's a lot of darkness in this film, but there's also a lot of humor. They go together. Otherwise, I'd lose my mind. So call, please. This is Greg Palast asking you to call right now. Get a copy of Vultures and Vote Rustlers. It's a fun, weird, dark, horrifying, funny, weird, interesting film, and it's the news you're not supposed to know. So call 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO for a minimum pledge of $60. Boy, that's cheap, because when Amy is selling this, she demands $120. So this is a bargain. $60 gets you Vultures and Vote Rustlers, the one-hour-plus documentary, plus all the fun, weird, strange extras, including the leader of the Eskimos in the Arctic giving me the finger. But while we are standing inside a whale.
Wow.
I kid you not. So if you want to see me inside a whale getting dissed by an angry Native Alaskan, then you can't miss it. That's just in the extras.
Now, Vulture, and that's worth and that's Rustlin. that's certainly worth $60 and certainly worth a phone call to 877-500-5266. And, you know, I want to bring Joe Urison.
Well, hey,
because he has volunteered to be here this morning hey, to assist us in raising money.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Hey, is Greg there?
Of course Greg is here.
Hey, Greg, you're my hero, man.
I'm thank you. I'm actually everywhere.
Greg is everywhere.
Reporter.
Okay, and, okay. Listen.
Yeah, actually,
I'm supposed to remind people that they need to call to support KBOO. You know, Greg, we really appreciate your presence. We feel that your work is not only profound but extremely funny, and it makes me feel good to know you're on my side. Mm-hmm. And you out there should know that Greg's on your side, that we are on your side, that KBOO is working and striving for a progressive world, that it's working and striving to bring you the best in music, the best in public affairs programming at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. I'll repeat it one more time for those of you who are number impaired. 877-500-5266. And this is a moment when you pick up your telephone and you make a commitment to KBOO. Three times a year we come to you begging and whining and pleading and arguing and making rational cases and presenting all kind of stuff to remind you of the importance of the only progressive radio station in the region, to remind you that the struggle continues and that you are part of it. 1-877-500-5266. I'm going to repeat it again ad nauseum. 1-877-500-5266. How do you like them apples?
And by the way, I should note that as an investigative reporter, I've figured out that 877-500-5266 is 877-500-KBOO.
You know, you're right. That is so clever, Greg.
And it is, that's a heck of a coincidence, isn't it?
Yes, it is an odd coincidence.
500-KBOO. This is your station. Donate. Say, I want that Greg Palast film, including the Ted Rall cartoon of Christie being fed by his Cokes. And it includes, by the way, besides there's the story of the Cokes, but there's also the Goldman Sachs sneak attack on Occupy Wall Street, the Generalissimo of globalization. I have a memo. You know, if you wonder whether there was a secret cabal of bankers who got together with the U.S. Treasury Department and secretly engineered the downfall of the planet, well, I've got the memo. And you
wait a minute. You have the actual memo?
Yeah, and I go off to Switzerland, to Geneva, to meet with the Director General of the World Trade Organization, the Generalissimo of globalization himself, Pascal Lamy, in Geneva, and show him the memos and get this all confirmed. It is sick, it's weird, and it has a cow in there, too.
A cow?
Which is very important. I go out to the cows and show them the memo. But it's very important. So you'll get me in Geneva. There's also, there is the vulture hunt from Bosnia to Congo to deepest, darkest Brooklyn, where I go up I'm hunting for the, you know, if you're wondering how these guys are force-feeding Christie with cash, where do they get it from? One of these financiers, known as the Vulture, which even his children call him the Vulture, and he likes it. the Vulture was taking tens of millions of dollars from the Congo, money that was supposed to be to go to end a cholera epidemic. Nice guy. So I go up the Congo River, and the trail of money, it's always follow the money. After I go up the Congo River, I realize I've got to go to Sarajevo, Bosnia, and find out that in the middle of this whole story of shoplifting the medical money from the Congo is a $3 million bribe paid to the Prime Minister of Bosnia by a guy named, and this is true, Goldfinger. This is the real Goldfinger. Now, the Goldfinger that we chase from the Congo to Bosnia, the real Goldfinger makes the movie Goldfinger look like a Girl Scout. This guy is not nice. Even the Vulture's scared of him. So the real Goldfinger is a real piece of work, and you get to meet these real characters, and I do. I jump out of the bushes at him. See, we do something different at BBC than in the U.S. press. See, U.S. press will try to get an interview with someone and say, no, we're not going to talk to you. And they say, well, I guess they won't talk to us.
Right.
Someone says they won't talk to me, I go talk to them. In the case of one vulture, you'll see in Vultures and Vote Rustlers, get this film, 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-KABOO. By the way, guys, I don't get anything out of this. I'm donating, too. You know, so what we're trying to do here is keep your station alive. I go hunt one of the vulture's partners, and I sit at dawn. You'll see me in a stakeout at dawn with our chief investigatrix, Ms. Badpenny, and the snow's coming down, and we're waiting for this guy in front of his gated estate, which is bigger than Disneyland, and he's hiding from us. So we tear off to his office building in New York and get to his offices. This is a billionaire. You know, these are multi-millionaires. And we go to their office. You'll see this in the film. And he's gone. I mean, the plaques are off the walls and off the doors in this office building, and it's like empty, right? And you go, wow, I guess he moved. And then you'll see, it looks like it's staged, but this really happened in real time. You'll see on camera, I put my ear to the door, and I hear these guys inside. You got these millionaires cowering inside in the dark under their desk, afraid of Greg Palast coming in. And the doors are locked. They literally unbolted the signs from the side of the building to get me to avoid taking.
So they were hoping that you would think you were in the wrong place and just leave?
And it's like, it's too weird to imagine. And by the way, this film, just so you know, Vultures and Vote Rustlers, this scene and the scenes up the Congo and in Bosnia and around the world and getting the finger in the Arctic, that's all filmed by the brilliant Richard Raleigh, who has just been nominated for an Academy Award as director and photographer of Dirty Wars with my buddy Jeremy Scahill. So if you want to see, Rick Raleigh is the top cinematographer on the planet. And I was just, you know, privileged to have him do these films of me in the Congo. And he took off his gloves to shoot us when we were in the Arctic, and his fingers were frozen to the camera. He, like, left half his skin on the lens. So you understand, this guy has put his fingers on the line, his fingerprints on the line for you to get this film to help out KBOO. If you want this film with the stakeout of the vulture and the rest of it, 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABOO. This is Greg Palast saying, I'm reporting for you, KABOO, your weapon of mass instruction in Portland. Guys, this is your moment, you know, and if your last name is Koch, just add about 7 zeros. It's okay. It's tax deductible. Look, guys, minimum donation of $60, and I hope some of you will give it a little bump up to that, and, you know, just kind of round it out to 600. 877-500-KBOO. If you appreciate Joanne and Joe's work, you listen to the work and the time that they put in, you understand what you get with this station that you get nowhere else. Everything from Greg Palast doing his crazy reports on Democracy Now to Joanne's fantastic work, you know, on the edge. And, you know, you're not going to get this anywhere else. You're going to get from the kind of bottom of the bowl is what you're going to get somewhere else, not from the edge. If you want to get from the edge, you're going to have to pony up, 877-500-KBOO. That's how the people who want to keep you stupid do it. They're spending a lot of money to make you stupid.
Yes.
This is the inoculation. For 60 stinking bucks, you not only get your station, but you get a great gift, which is I've made a decision to create a film just for, because I don't want you to be able to, sorry guys, you can't go on Amazon and get it, okay? And cheaper for $9.99. It ain't going to happen. You got to call Joanne, 877-500-KBOO. Ask for Greg Palast's new film, Vultures and Vote Rustlers. Just say Greg Palast's new film. If you want to watch a trailer, gregpalast.com. You can see a little of the cartoon.
And Greg, I just want to add that the last time you offered this, they disappeared so quickly. And so I just want to remind callers that this is such a worthy resource that they will go very, very quickly. So if you don't call...
That's not a joke, by the way.
Right.
What happened was is that after we did the KABU drive, which KABU basically sucked out our entire inventory. We had nothing left. We literally, I couldn't send a copy of Vultures and Bone Rustlers to my mother. I'm not making this up. I gave away my mother's copy to one of
to
your KABU listeners.
Oh.
I literally don't have a copy left, so we are redoing it, and we're updating to the latest this week and making a special print so we can start. And KBOO will be the very first station in the United States to get the brand new edition of Vultures and Vote Rustlers. And it's nowhere else. KBOO, right at this moment, actually, KBOO is the only place in America we're letting, because we haven't actually released, we're not going to release it for a couple weeks. It's the only place in the United States of America on this planet, in this universe, where you can get Vultures and Vote Rustlers, Greg Palast's new film with the brilliant Richard Raleigh, Academy Award nominee, and I assume he's going to win, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU. Please make this donation. It's our station.
Yes.
It's not their station. This is, you know, this is radio for the 99%, okay? This is yours, and if you want to do something about it, this is the moment. I've warned people, by the way, Joanne. People say, oh, yeah, I'll donate. I really ought to do that sometime. I warn people that, you know, you don't miss your water till your well runs dry.
That's
you're going
right.
to go to this place on your dial one day, and you're going to hear, or you're going to hear, hi. You know, you're going to hear Sean Hannity.
Yeah, right.
You know? And the reason is that I was in Dallas, there was the station KCHU, your affiliate, and people didn't take it seriously. They had to support the station, and it went off the air. This is no
mm-hmm.
joke, guys. This
That's
is our
right.
station. Don't take a chance.
Right.
Don't take a chance on this. Go just dial 877-500-KBOO, and I believe that you have it also on the website. You got that tip jar at the top of your website.
Yes, we do. KBOO.FM. All you have to do is click the tip jar and go that way. So I want to shift our conversation a little bit. I read an article that you did recently for Truthout about Mandela, about Nelson Mandela. Of course, people know that he died a few months back, late last year. And but I loved your article, because what I loved was the connection you made to the public persona of Mandela after his death, and kind of the whitewashing, if you will, of who he was and his life. And you made the connection that the exact same thing has happened with Dr. Martin Luther King. So would you
That's
talk
right.
about that a little bit?
Quite a bit. I mean, if you go to gregpalast.com, you'll see you can see a copy of the article called "The Mandela Barbie." And the way what I object to is that Mandela was being treated like a Barbie doll and dressed up mm-hmm. by all the old racists apartheid supporters.
That's right.
Who blocked his every breath when he was alive.
Right.
Who now gets to dance around on Fox News and say what a great man he was.
Yes.
Now, it's beyond the hypocrisy, there's something much more important. The problem is that the headline, and it's epitomized by the headline in the New York Times, which was Mandela ended apartheid. No, he didn't.
Right.
Not if you're a South African, he didn't. If white people still get 5 times the average income of a black South African, 500% difference in income. Apartheid isn't over.
Right.
Sorry, New York Times.
Right.
And that's what they want to do. They want to take Martin Luther King. They want to take Nelson Mandela and make statues to them,
yes.
and keep saying it's over with. In fact, it happened. The death of Mandela happened, of course, just after the Supreme Court
yes.
ruled on the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. They literally said, and I quote the court, that blatantly, this is a quote from the court, blatantly discriminatory evasions of voting rights law are eradicated.
Right.
So that's that.
Right.
what they just said, the Supreme Court ended the voting rights, basically put an end to the Voting Rights Act.
Right.
Martin Luther King's greatest achievement.
That's
put
right.
an end to the Voting Rights Act, saying we don't have overt racism or blocking of black voters in America anymore. It's eradicated. Thank you, Martin Luther King. So we get to build a statue. He ended apartheid and voting in America. Baloney. If you get a copy of Vultures and Vote Rustlers, you will see me going along a line of African-American voters that doesn't stop, that's half a mile long, waiting to vote, and then they don't get the vote. They get a baloney, bouncing absentee ballot, which can be thrown out and does get thrown out in Ohio. About a fourth of them get thrown out. You had over 50,000 black votes thrown in the garbage. Now, that's how they're working it. And, you know, as you know, I did the story about how I busted the story about how George Bush won the election 2000 by targeting, by tagging 58,000 black folk as felons, not allowed to
That's
vote.
That's right.
Criminals.
I remember that.
And they are, and those voters, every one of them, were guilty of one thing, voting while black. Of 58,000 names, not one, and I want to say this, the New York Times later reported the list was flawed. It wasn't flawed. There wasn't one, and
right.
I want to repeat this, not a single
felon.
Illegal felon
right.
voter on the entire list. They were black people who had the names, you know, names like, you know, Lee Johnson. You know how many Lee Johnsons? So someone in California in 1928 committed a crime named Lee Johnson, who was black, and they take Lee Johnson's vote of Jacksonville, and they throw it in the garbage. This is what's happening today, and the reason I wrote that article, they're doing the king job on Mandela to say it's all over with. Go home.
Yes.
Stop bitching.
Right.
You know, all you liberals and African-Americans are just whining about the vote when there's no more problems. Hey, you got a black president, so go home, shut up, and it's all over with. Stop complaining. That's not true. The apartheid voting continues here in America, mm-hmm. and apartheid continues in South Africa. That doesn't mean that Nelson Mandela's life was wasted.
Right.
He said, you know, it's a long march to freedom. We got to keep marching.
Right. It's absolutely true. And the other thing is that this whole idea that somehow we forget that he was a revolutionary. I mean, this was a man that had said, I've tried the legal system. I've tried the system set up for me to get redress. I'm not getting it. So therefore, I'm going to arm myself against this government that is not responsive to the people. So it's like when we try to whitewash the history of revolutionaries, then we maybe it's because it's easier and safer for white communities to want to romanticize what that person's life experience was.
But that's right. I mean, one of the things that as I note in the Mandela Barbie, which is again at gregpalace.com, if you want to take a look at it, I interviewed Danny Schechter, who knew Mandela very well, probably better than any other American journalist, and he said, "Look, he was a revolutionary, and yes." Everyone played a big deal about, oh, he keeps forgiving people. You know, he's this kind of like Jesus-like thing where he, you know, goes and blesses those people. He turns the other cheek.
Right.
First of all, Mandela never turned the other cheek. He can only forgive people once he defeated them. The most important thing for him was to defeat them, demolish them, and then forgive them. You know, he invited, you know, his prison guard to his inauguration. But he had to get the inauguration first. He had to win.
That's right.
And if necessary, and one of the things that's left out of this is that, yes, he led. He was not, as people think, the head of the African National Congress. He was the head of their military wing, Spear of the Nation. And
yes.
So he was the military chief of the ANC.
That's right.
And you know, the South Africans had to not only worry about Mandela's force, but their alliance, and he was, by the way, a member of the Communist Party, and he allied and got the help of the Cubans. The Cubans had defended the Angolan Revolution. They were right on South Africa's doorstep. They defeated them in Namibia and in Angola. the next step was for, you know, the Cubans are right there. If South Africa blew up, it would have been very, you know, these guys didn't turn over power because Nelson Mandela was a sweet guy.
Right, that's right.
Now, it helped that Mandela said, okay, he was not in favor of retribution.
Right.
And that was brilliant and extraordinary and
yes.
helpful.
Yes.
But the idea, he didn't start with, I'm a nice guy, slap me and I'll turn the other cheek. He said, you can slap me, but there'll be a spear in your gut. And, you know, we have to understand what that was about. But then, when he succeeded, he was magnanimous and open. But the revolution in South Africa is not over, nor is Martin Luther King's very revolutionary activity and action and hopes done in the U.S. And that's why we are here today. Because
yes.
if you want to get the story of today, you can either believe the Fox baloney from the foxhole that, you know, it's all over with, and the Supreme Court saying we don't need a Voting Rights Act, or you can get vultures and vote rustlers by calling 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, where you get the real skinny, it ain't over. The revolution is far from over, and the need for this revolution is far from over.
You
877-500-KBOO. Please make this pledge. This is Greg Palast.
Thank you, Greg. I want to get a sense for where we are. Are we close to meeting our goal this morning?
A good question. Are we close to meeting our goal? We have gotten incredibly good contributions, generous contributions.
Wonderful.
From Jocelyn, from Laurie, from John, from Jack, from Doug, from Sean, from Pamela. Is that Pamela? Yes. From Ross and Leland and Dominique and Francis.
All right.
Of these wonderful contributions.
Wonderful.
And I want to add that we're getting food. We're being fed, and which is a nice thing. Bread and Ink Cafe, Little River Cafe, and Miss Delta. All of that. And you out there should join the crowd. $40, $50, $60. You know, $60 gets you Greg Palast book or movie. It's really worthwhile. Greg's work is incredibly good. So right now, remember, online, KBOO.FM or 877-500-5266. Let me repeat that. 877-500-5266.
So I want to ask again, are we getting close to goal?
Oh, you always ask that kind of question.
That's right. I want to know.
Are we?
Greg and I always want to know.
Closer and closer all the time with your great support at 877-500-5266. Joe, you mentioned that Frances had joined the KBOO family.
Yes.
Yes, and she wanted it mentioned that this is in memoriam of Keaton Otis, murdered by police.
Thanks, Francis. Thank you, Francis.
Yeah, but what about the goal? What about the goal?
Well, our goal is to keep on bringing you great radio.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Yeah,
and
numbers.
I want to thank Dominique and Leland and Joycelyn and Pamela. Pamela, if you're a single call, go to gregpalast.com and contact Greg. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate that gift in memory of Otis.
Yes, Kate Otis, yes.
Again. And the point is, once again, it ain't over.
That's right.
This revolution continues on. It's a long march to freedom, and you can't do it if you don't know what you're marching for. Get the information. Vultures and Vote Rustlers is a lot of fun. It takes you all over the planet. We're going to go from the Congo River to deepest, darkest New York and Brooklyn into Sarajevo, Bosnia, you know, the Arctic and the Caspian Sea. One of the things that I would mention is that, and we're bringing this up to date, in fact, this afternoon, finishing the edit this afternoon, filming with Rick Raleigh, when the Deepwater Horizon blew up, you know, it's a terrible accident.
Right.
Well, it wasn't an accident, my friends. There's a huge cover-up behind it. I get a memo from a ship floating in the middle of the Caspian Sea. It says, this is not BP's first blowout. There was an identical blowout in the Caspian Sea just 17 months before. The same thing happened where they used this quick dry, this cheap method of trying to do quick dry cement, which doesn't work in deep water, and it blew out in the Caspian Sea, and they completely covered it up. This is another BP rig, same thing happened. They covered it up, and they continued to use the cement. And guess what? When it is not only BP that covered it up, but Exxon and Chevron, who were BP's partner in the Caspian Sea, were saying, how come we're not making any money from our big, fat Caspian well? How come we're not sucking out that black gold out of the Caspian? And the U.S. State Department went to BP and said, how come our boys aren't making any money? And he said, because we had a blowout. The cement failed. Don't tell anyone. And that was Condoleezza Rice's State Department in cahoots with Chevron, with Exxon, with British Petroleum to cover up a massive blowout in the Caspian Sea in coordination with a brutal dictator, needless to say, as soon as I say brutal dictator, you know it's a U.S. ally.
Right.
This is George Bush's operation. And they covered it up. And by the way, we only know about it because two things. I got a tipster. I flew all the way to the Caspian Sea. I go out to get the witnesses. I got a couple witnesses ready to speak to me who are on that platform. And I'm going across the desert, and I get arrested and then thrown out of the country. But I have some of this on film because they took some of our film. You'll see I try to prevent that. They took film, but Ms. Badpenny gave me one of those Austin Power pen cameras, and I got it on the pen camera. and so you'll see the pen camera shots in the film. And we're under arrest, but then we left without the info. So I fly back. I say, I can't prove this without, you know, what can I do? And then we got another whistleblower named Bradley Manning. And in the WikiLeaks documents, we found that the State Department had all the information on the blowout and kept it from Congress.
Wow.
The vice president of BP went before Congress and lied and said that this had never failed before when he knew all about it 6 months before the Deepwater Horizon. You'll get his testimony. And by the way, the guy is now under indictment. Good, for lying to Congress. And this is important. How we got this story is amazing. And you will get this story, the real inside story of what's happened with the Deepwater Horizon. Not the baloney, not the junk, by the way, that you're going to hear on National Petroleum Radio or the Petroleum Broadcast System, which said that, which, by the way, PBS NewsHour, its number one sponsor, its official corporate sponsor, is Chevron Corporation. When the Deepwater Horizon blew up, they said, oh, Chevron would have never done this. That's a quote from Frontline. That's a quote. Chevron would have never done this. Well, guess what? Chevron did, because they were BP's partner in the Caspian when that thing blew up, and they covered it up. This, you want the real story, there's no way to get this story any other way other than making a donation to KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, a minimum donation of $60, minimum, and you get a copy of the film Vultures and Vote Rustlers, which starts out with that investigation where I fly off to the Caspian Sea, try to get the real skinny on the Deepwater Horizon explosion halfway around the world.
So I'm looking forward to, Greg, I'm wondering about, I don't think people know that there's also a story in Vultures and Vote Rustlers having to do with the auto bailout and how Mitt Romney may have benefited from that.
Yeah, he benefited big time. Well, I should say the Ann Romney Blind Trust.
He didn't personally, right?
Romney walk around with that white cane,
right?
Filled with cash. her blind trust ain't too blind because I could get through it. So obviously they can. You know, the guy's an investment banker. So it's like, yeah.
So the people won't know about this unless they call
blind
eight
to the rest of us, right?
As long as 877. 500-5266. That was like just an extra, I think, bonus, right? I was looking for, I knew all about, you know, the voting intimidation, knew all about, your travels to the Congo, but I'm learning that there's more and more and more in this video.
This is the most filled video I've ever done, and again, it's not commercially released. Sorry, guys, you can't say, "Ooh, that sounds cool." I'll go on, iTunes and download it for $7. No. You can only get it
only from us.
KBOO, 877-500-5266, 877-500 KBOO to get Greg Palace Vultures and Vote Rustlers. And yeah, this story, the bailout. What happened was that Mitt Romney's buddies cranked the U.S. Treasury. In fact, the U.S. Treasury official called it extortion. And we got the inside information. They took $4 billion. They basically held up the auto industry for ransom. What they did was they grabbed a hold of GM's auto parts division while GM was in bankruptcy.
Wow.
And they said, we're not going to release any parts to General Motors, Chrysler, or Ford unless we get $12 billion from the U.S. government. And the guy negotiating turned to the chairman of GM and said, well, how long can you operate without parts? He said, 48 hours.
Yeah, right.
He said, 48 hours? We got to pay these guys. They shut down the whole auto industry in 48 hours. And remember, the auto industry was bankrupt, so that right. If they shut down the auto industry, General Motors would have disappeared off the face of the earth. That would have been it. It was right on, you know, it was facing liquidation.
Right.
And so they ended up paying, and these guys pocketed about a half dozen of Romney's buddies pocketed a $4 billion payday, $4 billion cash. And then they took the auto parts division of GM, Delco, then called Delphi, and moved the entire thing to China. People don't talk about it. 35,000 jobs went to China. If you wonder why Detroit is bankrupt.
Right.
Because the auto industry, they said the auto industry is bailed out. I mean, the auto industry, banks, and investors were bailed out, and some of the plants, basic assembly plants, remained. But the auto parts moved to China. No one talks about that, and this is why these cities are going bankrupt. That's what's happening. And so if you want the story, and then Mitt Romney was given a piece of the action. His wife, I got a hold of the files on his wife's so-called blind trust. And wow. There it was, and we were able to dig in. I put the story on the cover of The Nation, and it got buried. The Associated Press reporter told me that for the first time in his entire 30-year career, he got a call from Washington, do not mention this story. The story was spiked in the U.S. press. So if you want the story that they literally, deliberately spiked,
wow,
won't let you listen to, you got to get Vultures and Vote Rustlers. You can see it, get the documents. I go off to Detroit. You get the stuff. You can only get this story by calling 877-500-KABOO and making a minimum donation of $60, and we send you this gift, Vultures and Vote Rustlers. And if you make it $60,000, I'll make popcorn for you and we'll watch it together.
We love that. And Greg, we're gonna do a little more pitching because we realize that in the next 10 minutes, we're going to need to raise some money, and we're going to need to raise some money because, of course, I understand what happens whenever we have you on. People are glued to the radio, and so they just want to hear what you have to say and what's coming up next.
Yes.
But we want to encourage people before this hour is up to go to your phone and call 877-500-5266. The unique thing about our pledge drive, Greg Palace volunteers his time. He volunteers to give us material for thank you gifts. He volunteers to really help make sure that we at KBOO can continue to bring you the kind of programming that we bring. And we are so grateful to Greg and the thousands of volunteers that provide support to KBOO throughout the year.
We
want to encourage you to give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm, click the tip jar, and become a member that way.
Okay. Okay, now we have 8 minutes to raise $750. We know we can do it. Greg's here. You're here. It's going to be a major effort, and we know that you can do it because KBOO is your listener-supported station. It is your best source of news, your finest source of music, and we are convinced that this is the moment. This is the hour. This is the instance. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. We want to once again thank Bread and Ink Cafe. We want to thank Little River Cafe and Miss Delta for generous food to keep me and others running. And we want to remind you that without your support, there ain't no KBOO. It's really true. The government doesn't give us money. Corporations don't give us money. Greg Palast has been generous, but he's just one guy. We work hard for you, telling you the truth, and you know it's so. So, KBOO.FM or real telephone, 877-500-5266. Make the move now. This is a little pause to allow you to pick up the telephone. You won't miss anything. What you'll get is really good radio. And I want to again say it, 877-500-5266, a number you should tattoo onto your eyeballs.
Well, maybe not quite your eyeballs.
Well,
that might be a little hard to read.
In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
So I certainly know that I have been a volunteer here at KBOO for over 20 years. I know Joe's been here over 30 years.
I've been here forever. I think
yeah.
I grew old in this chair.
I think you were born here. But I want to make sure you have the number, 877-500-5266. We volunteer our time because KBOO matters. Greg Palast said it so well. Community radio is so key to make sure that the public gets good information that they can act on, honest information. And we have to go to the BBC for investigative reporters, but if that's where we have to go, that's where we'll go.
And I want to tell people that we want to thank James in Portland, Andy in Camas, Stan in Camas, Christiana in Portland, Evelyn in Portland, Shane in Oregon City, Winona in Portland, Heather in Portland, Judy in Portland. These are just one group of the many who are contributing, but we still need to make
some money.
Money,
we
$700.
Need to make money.
And to do that, you need to call 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Or online, KBOO.FM. It's so easy. Give us $60, and really, you can get this wonderful film by Greg Palast. This is an opportunity of unprecedented significance. Don't miss the chance. Don't miss the opportunity. And don't forget, this is your station. It depends on your support. 877-500-5266.
So thank you, yeah. Joe. I'm going to give Greg an opportunity to come back and give us some closing comments, and then you and I can take it into the hour. So, Greg, I want to thank you so much. I always learn so much from you when you come on our program, and I so much appreciate your willingness to help us just kick off and launch our fund drive.
Well, I want to thank James and Stan and Christiane and Evelyn and Shane and all the rest of the people who have joined with me today to help out KBOO. I'm really volunteering, and I know you are too. Please make that donation. I think, and by the way, once you see Vultures and Vote Rustlers, and you can't get this on Amazon or iTunes or anywhere, they're only here, and by making this pledge, it really is one of my best films. I'm very happy with this. It's really a lot of fun stuff, and it's eight fast, kicking stories, of undercover reporting. If you guys like Columbo, this is just the nonfiction version. So it's a lot weirder.
right.
Columbo comes back, but we really do it. And it's so please call 877-500-KBOO. If you want to see the trailer, if you just simply can't resist, you have to see a little.
Stop the music! Stop the music! We have $245 to go. Don't let us fail at this. 1-877-500-5266. Sorry for the interruption, Greg.
No, that's fantastic. That's the type of interruption I love.
Yeah, we like that.
Three or four names away. Make it yours. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Sam. Hey, Louie. Come on, Mom. You can make a call.
Yes,
I know
right.
You and pop for it. Vultures and Vote Rustlers, go to gregpalast.com, GREGPALAST. You can watch the trailer where I say, this is a conspiracy nuts wet dream. But we actually have the documents. That's the difference between me and Joe McCarthy. He used to say, you know, like, I have documents in my hand. Well, I actually have the documents in my hand. I show them to you. And you get not only the hour plus film, but you get all the extras from the whale to Amy Goodman. And this is a good, fun film. You'll enjoy it, and you will learn stuff that they just don't want you to know. The stuff that you hear in Democracy Now, now it will come alive with vision from all over the world. With the best, the Academy Award-nominated Richard Raleigh, this is his film with me. And like I say, he's left his skin on those lenses, literally, to bring this film to you. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palast. See you at gregpalast.com. Tell me if you saw the film, and really tell me, say, if you got it as a donor to KBOO, I will thank you myself. Please let me know. I really do appreciate the people that are bringing my words across the water from Britain. This is the only way I can basically bring my voice back to my home country. There's no other way. Otherwise, I'm just locked out. It's up to you. If you think that this stuff is important, you take responsibility.
And Greg, on that note, we are out of time. I want to thank you once again. It is always a pleasure to have you on. I look forward to the next time. I'm Joanne Hardesty. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, same station. And if you're not a member, become a member of KBOO today.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up.
Preacher man, don't tell me. Hey, thanks to your generous incredibly generous contributions, we made our goal. Thank you very much, Greg Palast. Thank you, Joanne. 87, don't stop now. 877-500-526. We want to thank Krista and Mike in Portland, Jennifer in Portland, Ted in Portland, Linda in Aurora, Taroka in Portland, and Molly in Vancouver. Thank you all, but remember, every dollar you give goes to keeping the station alive. Make your contribution right now. 877-500-5266.
Don't give up the fight.
And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Yes, we do have a pledge drive going. Good Thursday morning to you. Coming up in about a half hour on Fight the Empire, host Per Fogring interviews James Howard Kunstler about his new book, Too Much Magic. At 10 o'clock today on Air Cascadia, Chris Andre's guests are John Laughlin at Cascadia Wildlands, and whistleblower Walter Tamasantis celebrates the life and times of the great songwriter, folk singer, and radical political activist Pete Seeger, who died last week at 94. At 11 on Between the Covers, the guest is Rabi Alameddine, who talks about his new novel, An Unnecessary Woman. And at 11:30, it's Black Book Talk with Patricia Welsh, O.B. Hill, and Emma Jackson Ford. That's all coming up this morning on The Mighty Boo. Stick around. Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch next with news you're not supposed to know.
On Thursday, February 6th, Africa Oye will help kick off our winter membership drive with a live broadcast from Mississippi Records. Dr. Zalm will return to hosting the first show of each month and will be joined by special guest DJs spinning the tracks. Mississippi Records is located at the corner of North Albina and Sumner and will start up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So, tune in from 2 to 4, February 6th, and don't forget to support your local source for the finest in freeform radio, KBOO Portland.
Eight days to KBOO's Winter News and Public Affairs Day for Love of a Better World. Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. 8 days.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses or since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. It's pledge drive. Good morning. It's good radio listening weather, don't you think? I'm quite enjoying not being out in the wind here in the Portland area. It's very windy indeed. If you're listening in, one of those hot spots around the globe, let's say Tasmania. Hello, Tasmania. Hello to you in Hobart. I say hello because I'd like you to contribute. And the number to call, 877-500-5266, if you want to join KBOO. And why wouldn't you? Because this is where you get the information, the news you're not supposed to know. And, of course, the latest news that you are supposed to know and that you're supposed to report to each other, that you're supposed to repeat to each other, is about exploding toothpaste. Exploding toothpaste! Be afraid. Be afraid. Beware. Stand in your socks. Well, Big Brother, who knows all, who looks through every cell phone and computer camera and listens through every cell phone and computer microphone, whether it is on or off, whether you like it or not, Big Brother can't even say how this threat came to be or who made it or, get this, how credible it is. Well, if they don't know how credible it is, why are they reporting it? Big Brother. He knows. He would never tell you something just to make you afraid, to make you dependent, would he? You'd damn well be wagging your head no if you know it's good for you. Big Brother cares and will protect you from the exploding toothpaste and the exploding underwear and the exploding shoes, because look out! They could be anywhere. Terrorism, terrorists, grinning, brushing their evil teeth with evil explosives. Of course, you know that the plan that may or may not be credible.